Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us now on the River Islands guest line is Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet? Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, glad to have you, and he's with us on YouTube. How's the podcast going?
It's going well. We've got some plays for tonight's game, some plays on the 9 p.m. MLB game that we feel good about. So, yeah, we're not just a football betting podcast. Doing really well in soccer and can't wait for the NBA. So, yes, it's a good night to bet.
Beautiful. Aren't they all? Aren't they all? And I'm sitting across from
yes,
a man
that's,
here.
That's true.
Right, Jason? So I'm sitting my partner over here. We do something called Fade the Dibbers because last year – well, his picks kind of sucked. And so we started out this year, and the rules basically are he does all the Monday night games, the Thursday night game, the Sunday night game, and any Niner game. So we okay. we've amassed so far 21 games into this season. Jason, he's 17-4.
Wow.
Talk to me about what kind of run that is in the gambling community.
That's beyond a heater. It's funny, we had a former producer on my radio show who didn't know anything about gambling whatsoever, and he started jumping in with us, and we had to explain to him what over-unders were and lines and everything. He lost 16 straight bets. Like, oh. I thought that was the most remarkable thing I'd ever seen. Like, literally lost 16 straight against the spread bets before he finally hit one. But 17-4, yeah, I need access to this individual.
Yeah, I'm right here, Jason, yep, and I'm right. Longtime
you have it.
Fan of yours and scorching. Last year in the playoffs, I think I wound up going 3-11 or 2-12, whatever it was. So the bit actually worked last year, but tonight the pick is in, and me, I like the Chiefs given the 3.5. Your thoughts?
I like the under here. With the hook, I'd have to take the Jags. Like, I'm buying the Jags defense. I think they found themselves a legitimate defensive coordinator here and talked to some people. And look, I don't know anything about the guy. Like, I just started making calls for my column at the Washington Post asking people about the Jags. And people kept saying, the D coordinator. And then you look at his background. He's with Halfley in Green Bay last year. What do? They go from can't take the ball over to turn people over all over the place, right? And they were top 5 in yards per play. And then you go back to Miami, and he's there with Vic Fangio, and he's there with Brian Flores. And, you know, he's from Jersey. He's 43. He's pretty tough. Like, I don't know, man. I think Liam Cohen found himself one here. Are they going to continue to turn people over? A defense that had 9 takeaways all of last year already has 9 interceptions and 13 total takeaways. Like, I don't think that's sustainable. But you look at the advanced run metrics, there's 74% success rate stopping the run. That's best in the NFL. Opposing quarterback rating, 69. Like, I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. I don't think they trust Trevor Lawrence. I think they want to run Etienne 16, 18, 20 times, right? Play ball control, keep it simple, stupid. I don't buy Andy Reid's prolific offense. They look prolific against the Ravens. The Ravens' defense is a joke. It's a fraud. Like, I think they'll have to fight for it more tonight. So I think both teams trust their kickers, even though Butker looks like he's tailing off. So I kind of think it's an under game. I'd have to take 3.5 with Jacksonville if you made me take a side. But I think Trevor Lawrence throws a pick, and I think Etienne does get at least the 15 carries that you would need to cash that over.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora is with us. He can go all around the league, and insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, I started off the show by saying, look, obviously he's a very, very good quarterback. He's taken multiple teams to the playoffs, multiple years at least, so we know he's good. But, you know, now he's struggling because not everything around him is structured well and it's not going well. Now we have to worry about his health. And then I said, of course, I'm talking about Lamar Jackson, which was my way of being like, leave Brock Purdy alone for this whole, like, system thing. He needs everything to be perfect around him. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, like, don't all quarterbacks need some level of things going well around them in order to succeed?
Yeah, they do, undoubtedly. And look, the Purdy thing's going to have plenty of time to play out, right? I mean, that die's been cast. You know, they're going to have to play football games probably without Trent Williams next year. You know, like, there's going to continue to be a metamorphosis of that roster. You know, Pearsall looks like the real thing. Kittle, to me, tight ends and running backs, man, when they go fast. All those years, high collision, right? You're in traffic all the time. Like, so I know they just extended him. I'd be a little worried about that one. You know, I think they probably need to get him. And maybe this tongue, you know, look tongue, whatever. He looks pretty good. Just, yeah. Maybe they're okay there. But, like, I do think having to move tight ends for him would be a big deal. The offensive line, again, they're going to have to continue to sort of retool that on the fly. I have questions about them defensively as well. So, look, I think what they were running for Mac Jones is the same stuff they'd have been running for Brock Purdy against the Rams, right? That was a triage game. It had to get it out quickly. That Rams D-line can do a lot of work. First half, not so much. Second half started coming on. And I think that's kind of who the 49ers are right now as they continue to get healthy. And if they can't run the ball in a more prolific manner than they can, then I think it's going to be death by a million paper cuts in the screen game. And that's how they'll sustain drives.
And you look at the upcoming game against Tampa Bay on Sunday, which has now been flexed into the afternoon. It's Nance and Romo and Tracy Wolfson. What do you think about that matchup just, you know, from 30,000 feet as we sit here now 6 days away?
I'm really bullish on the Bucs, but, like, this is a tough spot. They've done a lot of traveling. They're very beat up. Is there something of a letdown perhaps in them? Baker Mayfield is the real deal. I mean, nobody's thrown more touchdown passes than him since he got to Tampa. And he's got that fourth quarter gene. And I know Evans is out and I know Bucky Irving's out, but, like, the rookie wide receiver is really good. And he'll throw the ball to Rashad White if he has to sustain drives. Like, his decision making and his instincts are pretty on point. And look, Todd Bowles has done a really good job winning football games since he got there. They are a little bit vulnerable at home sometimes. Like, I kind of like the Bucs more on the road with that chip on their shoulder than they do at home. I think this could be a higher scoring game, right? We're thinking San Francisco's probably gotten a little healthier with 9 days off since they last played. But it's just really hard for me to go against the Bucs right now. Like, I mean, to me, they're a Super Bowl contender, and I think the quarterback might be the MVP of the league this year. So I think it's probably another close game. It seems like that's what the Niners are going to do this year. But I Tampa's a tough out, man. Tampa's a tough out.
Yep, no doubt about it. Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Jason, let's talk Mac Jones. This performance that he's put together, what do you think it means – for him, and sort of like how much would it travel? You know what I mean? Like, does the rest of the league start to get reinterested in him if something like this were to continue?
Well, we just talked about Baker Mayfield. Did you see what Sam Darnold's doing? Like, how are you not? I mean, right? Like, they spend a little time around him. I mean, those two were in Carolina and couldn't, I mean, the Panthers, who haven't had a quarterback in forever, you know, they didn't want anything to do with either of them. They wanted both of them out of their building. And then Baker spends 3 weeks with Liam Cohen, right? He gets picked up off the street by the Rams. They run out of quarterbacks. He plays that Thursday night game against the Raiders, wins. You know, he gets sort of polished up. And then we saw what Darnold spending a little bit of time with Shanahan did for him. So, yeah, I think he will be polished up. You'll understand what you have to do, the quick passing game, play to his strengths. You know, he looks like a gamer. Obviously, he was a part of an untenable thing in New England with the end of Belichick, and we can see, you know, that he might have been a little off his rocker there himself. You know, that offense without McDaniels really hadn't done much. So, yeah, man, I think he will be somebody who will have an opportunity to further his career someplace else next year, making more money than he is now.
Any chance that Shanahan sticks with him if Brock's out for 2 or 3 weeks and he keeps winning?
I mean, crazier things have happened, right? Brock Purdy wasn't supposed to get this job in the first place. They moved heaven and earth to get Trey Lance. I'm old enough to remember that. I mean, look, could it play out that way? I guess. I just think you'd have a hell of a time moving that Purdy contract. Like, if Mac Jones were to beat him out, I don't know that they can financially let that happen. Like, with where that roster is and the long-term needs, like, we're talking about maybe needing a new left tackle. Like, there's going to be a lot of things. They need pass rushers, probably plural. Like, can you really count on Bosa anymore? Like, are they going to be able to also try to move a crazy contract? I don't think it comes to that. I don't think Brock Purdy gets Wally pipped here. But I do think Mac Jones will continue to look highly functional in this offense.
Jason, I wonder what it says about Brock Purdy that we're even having this conversation right now. Since this contract got signed, he's played two games. And one of them he won on the road in Seattle. So yeah. What does it say that seemingly at least a portion of the fan base and nation is willing to even have this conversation this quickly?
I think it says that $60 million quarterbacks, excluding like Tua, who that was just a bad deal, they generally have some superpower in their skill set that propels them and makes you think that they're different than the average bear, right? Whether it's to Josh Allen and what that looks like, or Joe Burrow with maybe arguably just the best pure arm in the league, or Herbert and that unique athletic skill set, right? The Lamar Jackson, like usually you're a freak of nature athletically, and Burrow's pretty athletic. I think he's more athletic than maybe some might think. Or you just, you know, he took the Bengals to a Super Bowl like in his second year, like that. You know, like Brock Purdy doesn't have that. If he had that, there's no way you draft him when you draft him, because somebody's like, it's just too much of an athletic. Like, we got to scoop that up. We got to see what that, like, at the very least, he's like a Milrone. You know what I mean? Like, someone in the middle rounds is like, hey, I'm jumping on him. I think I got lightning in a bottle. So I think it really comes down to that. All the same reasons that the analyst, right, the quants, the people who are super into the metrics and all the combine numbers, right, who are in these organizations. Like, that's how you end up being Mr. Irrelevant. And when you're Mr. Irrelevant, there's going to be certain people who are kind of thinking, is there something flukish to this success? So, but I think that's what it, like, I don't know that he has a superpower. And then the fact that he was raised by Shanahan, who we're just talking about, you know, he brought Darnold back from the dead. He's bringing Mac Jones back from the dead. I think that works against him as well.
And is that truly the superpower, the fact that he's working with Kyle? In other words, can Kyle rightly get another quarterback, not just Mac or Sam, but anybody else, and turn them into something that they otherwise weren't?
Well, I think that's why some people are surprised that this played out the way it did and that they made this sort of bed with Purdy, because that's sort of always been their thinking, you know? And like, and to see these guys like Baker and Darnold, you know, even like Geno for a while, like have this late prime renaissance that gets them real money contracts, but not $60 million a year. That sort of upper mid tier, right? Like Cousins. That's why so many people thought, hey, they might just mess around, wait for Cousins to get cut or trade for Cousins, especially now that he's on the cheap, and move off of Purdy there. A lot of personnel guys thought, hey, if they do that, that's going to give them more flexibility to keep another blue chip player or two. Obviously, I think they had some scars from the Lance thing and some scars from the Jimmy G thing. And so, look, if this is our guy, this is our guy, and we're going to, you know, we're going to pay what we have to pay and do what we have to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it doesn't mean that they won't regret that down the road.
Jason LaCanfora is with us, Odyssey NFL insider on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. You had mentioned a minute ago you're bullish on the Bucs. I'm looking at the 6-4-1 teams that are in the NFL, and the Niners and Bucs play against one another this week. Their point differentials respectively are 3 and 8. That's it. Yeah. I know that they're both banged up, but do you see these two teams as both kind of belonging with the other 4-1 teams around the league, or is this sort of circumstantial?
I mean, obviously there's a lot of football to be played. I think the Bucs get a little bit of a bump because of the division they play in. You know, they've already won a big division game. Like week one, that Atlanta's improved defensively, right? But they've already got that feather in their cap. Carolina's marginally better, but still could get blown out by anybody any given week. The Saints are going to be picking in the top three, you know, and I think they've done a really good job of dominating that division. So I think that's going to get them a home playoff game at least, right? And they've got a playoff pedigree. I think it's a little bit more of a dogfight for the 49ers because of that division. And because of some of the attrition that they've had to their roster, and because, you know, some of the guys you really like, Bosa, right, would have been on a real short list of dudes who might probably get hurt, but really can't. But I mean, look, these are teams that have become playoff fixtures. So, and once you get in, anything's possible. But I could see Tampa having a little bit of an easier road.
Niners are probably going to be looking for a pass rusher, and Trey Hendrickson, as the Bengals continue to free fall, might be available. What do you think would be fair compensation for a team to go out there and try to get Hendrickson at the deadline?
I would say good luck making a trade with Mike Brown. You know, I'm old enough to remember, you know, 3-4 years ago, and everybody wanted out of there. Like Geno Atkins, like the whole defense were quitting, and no one could try. Like, I literally had GM saying, like, I can't get Katie Blackburn on the phone. She's in Switzerland skiing. And Mike Brown's refusing to engage. And when we called Duke Tobin, he says, I'm not authorized to do that. You've got to talk to Mike or Katie. Like, I just don't think that's Mike Brown's bag. Like, he's always told other teams, I don't want to help you win. Like, he'd rather, I mean, he did it with AJ Green that year. Like, he'd rather eat the bad contract and make those guys live it out with him, right, and slug out an ugly season than he would trade them. I think the premium that he would put on them, especially after just having finally paid Hendrickson and gussied that up, it makes all the sense in the world to move him. But just too many people have told me over the years, like, my God, it's really painful trying to engage him on these kind of matters. He's like a conscientious objector to the trade deadline. So good luck. Whatever you think it's going to cost, it'll probably cost more.
Well, I, what about some other guys? Like, I look at Miami, and there's pedigree, obviously, between the two head coaches. Chubb and Jalen Phillips, like, you think those might be nice fits?
Yeah, I think that owner knows he's going to have to fire the coach, and so why not move some salary? Nobody's going to come to their games anyway. I think he's got to clear the deck. He's got to finally get Chris Greer out of there as well. So, yeah, I think Miami, you know, the Giants – let's see Thursday night. Let's see a couple more weeks. You know, Thibodeau, they've already drafted his replacement in Abdul Carter. There have been rumors about him for, you know, going back to this time last year.
Yep.
I think they'd really love to have a dominant defensive front. And on paper, it looks like it should be, but it hasn't really manifested itself, and they're paying some other guys already. So like that wouldn't shock me. You know, Tennessee, people are gonna try to get Simmons out of there. I know that's obviously interior, you're talking more edge, but that's another one where like they didn't want to trade Derrick Henry because the owner last year, I mean, they wanted to, the football people wanted to trade him, but Amy Adams Strunk didn't want to trade him. You know, she's trying to get a stadium built. She's trying to get $1 billion in free money. So, like, she doesn't want to have an empty stadium. Now, are people going to show up to see Simmons on a 2-win team? I don't know. But I just know making these kind of trades with them in years past has proven tricky, and they've obviously been a horrible team for a while now.
Jason, wonderful to have you, man. Great to have your perspective, and, you know, good luck with your picks.
Thank you. Let's go. We've been really good on these one-game NFL windows, so hopefully we get after it. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Boom. All right, Jason. Thanks, Jason. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason LaCanfora. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet? Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcast, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.